Welcome to the Next Singing Slang Podcast. My name is Peter Jones, pastor of Christ Church Morgantown in Morgantown, West Virginia. Glad you could join me. Where does Christian parenting begin? At our church, we have a lot of young parents with young kids, and it is hard and difficult and discouraging from time to time. A lot of messes, a lot of late nights, a lot of frustration, and so forth. Where do we begin as Christian parents? What is the first thing, sort of the one central thing we must get into our hearts and into our minds if we're going to proceed in a way that honors God with parenting, with our parenting? And I think if we ask that question, there'd be a lot of different answers. Some people say, well, we really need to understand how to spank. We really need to understand how to educate. We really need to understand how to get our kids on a schedule. We really need to understand. On and on, we could go with, we need to have a plan. We need to have a list of things we need to do. We need to make sure we understand our authority as a parent. None of those are necessarily bad things per se. But Christian parenting begins where all Christianity begins. It begins with faith. It begins with trusting that God is working and that God is moving. And often this is the very thing that we do not think about carefully enough as Christian parents. We think about the logistics. We think about the schedules and the education and the discipline and the arguments and the teaching, the chores and all these sort of things, maybe even family worship. We think about some of these different things. But Christian parenting begins with faith. It begins with trusting that God is working in the midst of your day-to-day parenting, in the midst of your day-to-day discipline, in the midst of your day-to-day changing of diapers and solving quarrels and all those different things that occur. Without this attitude of faith, we end up being trusting in ourselves. We end up trusting in our ability, trusting in our work, trusting in our own understanding of the situation. Faith in God, faith in God's word, faith that God is working in the middle of our parenting is absolutely essential to a parenting that is calm and that is patient, and that works with God, and understands that God is doing something. And even a passage like Ephesians 6, many of you are familiar with Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, now for this is right, Ephesians 6, honor your father and mother. And then even Ephesians 6, 4, which says, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath or anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. These verses, in the middle of what many consider to be a circular letter, a lot of people believe Ephesians was passed around from church to church to church and wasn't just for the church at Ephesus. These verses in the middle of this letter tell us that God is working with our children. Okay, first, let's look at 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. That little phrase right there says that God cares about our children. God is working with our children. God has been gracious enough to bring our children into the church, to make them part of his people, to give them his word, and he is doing a good work in them, through them, doing a good work to them through you. All right. This foundation is essential for us to be good parents. If we wake up in the morning and our day begins with the assumption that what happens the day is dependent upon me, that I am the key to my children's growth and maturity, and there's going to be ultimately despair because we're going to fail. But if we wake up saying to ourselves, God is here, God is working, God has called my children out of the world and made them part of his church and brought them into an assembly, the covenant assembly, the church, God has done this, then all of a sudden you proceed on the basis of faith. You proceed on the basis that God is there, just like reading your Bible. Okay, when you wake up in the morning and you go to read your Bible, why? Because you expect to meet God there. You know that God is there. This is God's word. You believe that. That is God's word. And you go there. You don't go there like you go read Charles Dickens or Shakespeare or John Grisham or anything like that. You go there because God is there and expect to meet God. When we wake up in the morning, your parent, it's the same thing. Okay? God is there. God is with you in the middle of your parenting. God is present. Okay, and this should help us be calm. When things don't go the way we anticipated, God is still there. When our children are quarreling, God put that there. Okay, when we've got another dirty diaper, God intends for us that's part of God's plan for the day. All right, when I'm tired and weary, God is going to sustain me. And when the child isn't hearing or understanding, I pray to the Lord because the Lord is working in that child's heart. All right, so children, obey your parents in the Lord means in the middle of this letter, what many consider to be one of the greatest of Paul's letters, in the middle of this letter, God addresses the children. God. This is not just Paul. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul. God addresses our children in the middle of that letter. And that is a wonderful, wonderful encouragement. He is working in them. He is shepherding them. He's guiding them through his word. Okay. And then going down to verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. What does that mean? Well, it means we can do this. Okay. The Lord doesn't throw verse 4 in there, Ephesians 6, 4 in there, just to shame us, just to embarrass us, just to make us feel bad. Well, fathers, you really can't bring your children up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. But I'm going to put this here to remind you that you can't. And so every morning you wake up and you're discouraged and you're despairing and you come back to me. That's not the purpose of the verse. The reason the verse is there is to spur us on. He's already told us he's working. He's already told us throughout Ephesians 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, that he's doing a good work, that he sent his son, that he's given us his spirit, that he's taken away our sins, that we're part of this new group, this new Israel that he talks about. Right? This mystery that was unknown in the Old Testament, but now is known with this mystery of the Jews and Gentiles together. He's already told us that. All right? So when you get to Ephesians 6, 4, he's not saying, well, fathers, I'm going to give you this command, and you're really not going to be able to fulfill it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. No, what he's saying is, by my spirit, by my word, by the means of grace, prayer, worship, public worship, the sacraments, by these things, you can bring your children up in the discipline and instruction of me. You can do this. Okay? Not perfectly. Not with outside of me, certainly not what the Lord says. But we can, fathers and mothers, obviously he's not just addressing fathers here, but the mothers through the fathers, mothers and fathers, we can bring our children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We can train them. Why? Because God is present and God is working. Okay. So Christian parenting begins with faith. It begins with trusting that God is working. Trusting that he is powerful, trusting that his word is powerful, trusting that prayer is powerful. And this should, now it doesn't automatically, it takes some work, but this should lend itself to a calmer parenting. I know for me, a lot of my frustration in parenting comes from the fact that I believe it all depends on me. I believe that every action, every word of mine is essential to my child's well-being. And there's a measure of truth there, that there's always impact. But the greater truth is that God is working. And you are not going to be a perfect parent, but God is going to still work. You're not going to do it all right, but God is still going to work. Okay? And this is why, as a parent, our job is to draw our child's eyes, not to ourselves, not to get them to trust in us, not to get them to believe us, but to draw our child's eyes and draw our child's heart to the Lord. Okay? To tell them, well, I'm not a perfect parent, but God is faithful, and God is good, and God is doing a good work in you. Okay? So Christian parenting begins with faith that God is present and faith in God's word. And that's what we're talking about more as in the next few podcasts. I'm going to talk about parenting more. But faith that God is present and working. This is why I know a lot of Baptist parents do this. I'm not saying they don't do this, but as someone who believes in the baptism of infants, one of the reasons I believe in this is because that says to the parent, the child is mine. God says that. Child is mine. Child belongs to me. And therefore, it is a sign of faith. It is something we can look at and go, God has taken my child and put him in the church. So for us, let's just proceed with faith, Christian parents. Let's believe God, believe in his word. Let's stay calm. Let's not get anxious and believe that every deed we do is the key, okay, to our child's well-being, the key to our child's faith. God is working in the midst of our parenting. God is doing a good work there. So proceed with calmness and proceed with faith. This is what God has called us to do, and this is where Christian parenting begins. Well, again, my name is Peter Jones. This is Singing and Slaying Podcast. You can find me at singingandslaying.com. And until next time, thank you very much.